Just north of the city of San Francisco and near the Golden Gate Bridge, Alcatraz is an island prison like no other. The ultimate battle wages on this cold, windswept island. The cement and steel structure of Alcatraz, a prison geared for punishment. Facing off against the hardened criminals housed inside, determined to challenge the rock.
Don't move!
In this showdown between man and prison, who will win? It's the most escape-proof 22 acres in America. Everything about this maximum security super prison is designed to break the wills of the country's most notorious criminals. Cold, bare cells. Trapped inside an acre of concrete and steel. Watched by armed guards. Behind barbed wire fences. And surrounded by over a mile of frigid waters. For the more than 1,500 men who pass through these doors, life on Alcatraz means isolation and intimidation.
Well, the primary purpose of the prison was to break you physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, however you could do it.
In 1934, the prison opens for business. Its guests would soon include the most legendary outlaws of the time, men like Al Capone, Alvin Creepy Karpis, and Robert Stroud, the infamous Birdman of Alcatraz. They lead a crime wave that shakes the nation. Gangsters, armed robbers, and kidnappers seem out of control. Federal authorities have to fight back. A prison that will crack the criminals once and for all. Enter Alcatraz.
I imagine like a person going into a tomb or going into a coffin. I felt like this is it. This is the end of the line.
Oh, each convict had a separate image. My image of the prison was that it was escape-proof.
If you were in a place where you're not authorized to go, they could shoot you.
For 5 years, The Rock maintains a fearsome reputation, with few attempts to crack it. Then, in 1939, one inmate hatches an ingenious plan.